The Hideous Creature Show. City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is Friday, April 27th, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
My name is Patrick.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 139. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. Patrick, I've had some fucked up experiences in Portland of people being completely and totally just crazy. And I mean, crazier than normal. Portland is, you know, people ride the tall bikes and people have like a bunch of tattoos and piercings and
wizard
all that shit.
Beards.
That's not crazy. I'm talking about people acting like they have to be somewhere. Really bad. Like, everybody's wife is having a baby, and they're trying to get there as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people just doing other things, like what I'm going to share with you right now.
What is that?
Well, actually, I'm going to preface that with something else. Is I saw two car accidents this week, and one of them was this giant, like, trash truck on top of the Fremont Bridge. And for anybody who doesn't know, the Fremont Bridge in Portland is really, really high. It's our Golden Gate.
It is.
And this dump truck was coming over, like it's a waste management truck, was coming off of the bridge, and he was going down one of the ramps, which is still
really
high, and hit the barrier and just kind of stopped there, and it crushed the whole front end of the truck. And I was coming up the opposite direction, so I saw it just after it happened. But what I saw is the guy's still in there, and he was on the phone. And I was just assuming he's calling his wife to tell her that he loves her. Like, I love you, baby. God, I know I don't tell you enough.
Was
but
like it about
bitch.
To like go off the side?
No, it wasn't. You know, precariously like dangling. He had hit the side barrier, but
did it breach?
No, it didn't. It kind of crumbled a little bit over the side.
Oh,
but
okay.
He, you know, the trucks are so tall from his perspective. I'm only imagining that he was thinking, holy shit, this barrier is made of paper mache.
Right.
And I'm going over and I'm going to die.
What was the other accident that you saw?
The other accident I saw was today, some douchebag trying to hurry, and he ended up rear-ending this truck. But anyway, People have been fucking insane.
I noticed last week that I was smoking a cigarette at work, and I looked off, coming off of the Fremont Bridge right by our work. There was a dude that got out of a Hummer and ripped another dude out of his car.
You're shitting me.
No.
What is it just spring fever?
I think that's what it be. Like, I was smoking a cigarette and I was like reading. And I heard like a honk horn, and I heard like someone yell, and I didn't pay attention until I heard like, oh, and I was like, oh, and I looked up and I saw this Hummer, and it was and behind it was like this delivery like pickup truck, and the dude from the Hummer was trying to pull the dude out of the delivery van, and then the dude wasn't coming, so he just started slapping him.
People, it was two guys. The two accidents that I saw, one with the fender bender, one was the kind of scary truck on the bridge.
Right.
They were all men. Do you think that there's some testosterone being produced that are making us idiots?
It's pretty dresses. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Just the
girls
little more
the
skin
dresses.
Or
yeah.
Something like that?
It just turns us into animals.
Well,
Well, then the guy started, he started slapping, and there was a woman behind the delivery truck who was like, hey, you're holding up shit. Start yelling at him, like, get away from him, get away from him.
That sounds very not Portland.
And then the guy started yelling at her, like, you better shut the fuck up, bitch. And then there was his friend who got out of the passenger seat and walked around to kind of, like, talk to her, like, you need to get back in your fucking car.
What is it, like, Goodfellas or something?
And she started screaming at him. She was, like, not letting up. She was not from Portland. She was, like, from...
out of state place?
She was probably from, like, Clackamas. She was just like, I got a Slurpee to get to. Okay. Right. And she was out of her car.
I gotta go buy my Aquanet.
And... kind of, yeah. And so the guy was like, you need to get in the place. The guy's like, fuck you, you're all this shit. And then they just kind of got bored because she kind of deflated the whole situation and there was no more passion anymore. So they got in their huge, giant fucking Hummer and took off.
Yeah, I think anybody that drives a Hummer is a douchebag. They definitely put their lives in a different kind of realm, right. I think.
But yeah, so the other one was just like someone got rear-ended.
Yeah, well, just, you know, a fender bender. And then, you know, whatever. But it just seemed like everybody's driving like they're fucking crazy. Like, they're trying to get somewhere faster than they should be going. And you know what? You can't change traffic. Just deflate down and just deal with it. And the last thing that I saw, this is the creme de la creme, is I'm driving back from work by the stadium where the Blazers play. And there was an adult woman. I don't think she owned a home.
So much.
And I don't think her male counterpart either.
There was a male counterpart there?
Yeah. She had her granny panties down at her ankles, and she was taking a dump right off the side of the sidewalk. While her dude friend, in these, I think they were, you know, somewhere in their 40s or something like that, was pointing and laughing. And I noticed that when the smiles were happening, because she was laughing as well, there was a lot of missing teeth involved. But a woman taking a shit on the side of a sidewalk.
What time of the day was this?
1:32 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And I was going, holy, come on.
When was the last time you shit outside because you had to shit outside?
I think that my superpower is being able to hold it till I get home.
Yeah, I don't have that superpower.
I think you told this story on the show.
I did. I told one of them. There's another one that I'm not going into. But
taking a day, you really couldn't hold it that long?
But these are all nights.
Did you?
These are all nights. These are under the guise of, like, the mystique of darkness. Like, I'm
the shadow.
I'm the shadow Batman.
The cloak of darkness?
I'm the Batman shitter. Like, I shit on someone's, like...
Are you serious? You shit outside?
I shit on someone's driveway.
How old are you? What kind of father are you going to make?
Children were not with me at the time. I shit on someone's driveway because it was the darkest place I could find. And it was either that or their lawn. And I figured
it's a victimless crime, though.
It was. It needed to happen.
Until CSI gets there and...
It was a long walk home. Let me just say that.
Right. Well... I want to say one thing quick before we move on, and that
is... 2 in the afternoon, shitting in, like,
right.
By the Rose Garden?
Right. I don't think that that woman had... I don't think there was anything that she needed to... Anywhere she needed to be, she just needed to take a shit. And it just seemed like it was a prank. Like, he might have dared her to do it, and she dropped trow and pooped right there. But anyway, blah, blah, blah. Back to the traffic stuff. Can we just take a second and exist together? And if we're going to take a little bit of time of our life, fuck you, Patrick. Take a time of our life that we're not going to be dicks or assholes. Let's do that while we're commuting from point A to point B, wherever you're at. You just stop being a dick. Stop making yourself the center of the universe and just go there. And once you get there, be a dick. Be a bitch, be whatever the fuck you want. Before you get there, same rules. But in between that point, let's just take that time and be cordial, be nice. Forget about it. Just pretend everybody is your mom that's driving around you. You're only going to be in the car for what?
A half an hour?
Right, tops.
At the most?
Just take the time. Put on some...
Yanni?
Some Yanni, thank you. And fucking just deal with it. Just pretend.
I'll do that when everyone in this fucking goddamn city, all 600,000 people, fucking a million if you add up all the outlying areas, When they learn how to fucking drive, I'll stop getting angry.
See, you're not helping. I am going to make a conscious effort.
I'm not.
And when I'm commuting, to stop being a dick, being an asshole, and just go. Love the people that I'm around.
You need to drive like people need to drive like this is New York City. It would be
no,
much
fuck
better.
That. No, fuck that. Just go where you're going. Be a dick. Save it up. Charge it up like a battery. Ooh, when I get there, I'm going to be the biggest fucking asshole. You watch. The world's going to change, Patrick. Fuck you.
Wow, I think we need to listen to some Edie Brickell.
Jenny's not here. Darnell's in town.
Oh, sweet Darnell.
Darnell's awesome. And she's not going to be here this week. She's fine. Everything's good. But she's going to spend some time with her dad. Do you think it's weird that she calls her dad Darnell?
Does she call that to him, to his face?
I don't know. Every time she says it, she says Darnell.
She doesn't say my dad.
Yeah. Do you notice that?
Yeah. I did, but I didn't put that together. Like, I don't say Sherry when I refer to my mom. I don't say Sherry's coming into town. I would say my mom's coming.
But she always says Darnell's going to be here.
Darnell's coming into town. Do you think she calls him Darnell? I don't think so, but maybe she should.
I don't know. Have you had friends that call their parents by their first name?
When I was a teenager, yeah, and I was just like, dude, fucking get a goddamn clue. Like, just call them Dad and Mom, or, you know, like Pop and Mom, or fucking Mumsy. I don't give a fuck. Do not call them Lucy and Steve.
See, I had a theory that people that call their parents by their first name also, when they're referring to a different place of the world, they say the word as if they were indigenous to the area.
Like Alec Trebek.
Like, I'm in Nicaragua.
Right. I also think those people can't have sex facing their partner. Like, they can't look them in the eye.
Like a dolphin.
Yeah. Like, they can't be like a dolphin. They have to fuck from behind, because it's like Sherry. It would be like, Stephen and Lucy can't approve of this.
I don't know. I always thought it was weird. I mean, she definitely, it's endearing, but I always think it's weird that, I don't know, when we were together, I don't ever remember her saying dad. But I don't know, it's just weird. And I always thought it was odd that she's, oh, Darnell's in town, and we all know, like, oh, right. Yeah, Darnell, you know, when we were growing up.
Well, it's kind of a good fucking name, too. Like, yeah. Not many people are named Darnell, and I think Jenny's like, fucking people aren't named Darnell, and that's my dad.
Right.
I'm proud of that.
And Darnell's a good dude.
Yeah. He is. He's good.
So, yeah, Jenny's not going to be here this week. We miss you, Jenny.
We miss you, Jenny. Why don't we go into a movie madness?
I just was saying that it wasn't something that I should be doing for myself.
I use canola oil, okay? You know what canola oil is? You probably don't. Probably don't even sell it at Lamps or Grocery.
No.
It's cutting edge. It creates a crispier French fry and a more unique product. And Burger Bond, forget Wendy's, forget Burger King, forget McDonald's. That's like old hat. Burger Bond is cutting edge.
No.
I mean, I could really stand behind it. It's an innovative place. You know, they created the salad bar, which is now mimicked by every single fast food chain in America.
Yeah.
They came up with that. 15 different toppings for each salad and 2 different kinds of lettuce. And it's, you know, it's all that you care to eat.
That sounds familiar.
Does it?
I was trying to hear another actor to try and get it. Anyway, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show where Patrick chooses a movie and Jenny and I usually guess, but Jenny's not here. And we tried to guess the movie throughout the show while he plays different clips. And the fun part is you at home can also play along.
I actually get to play along because this is from SF Dave.
Oh, you know what? You know why I would have never got that? Is because the clip was so long.
It was so long.
And I know SF Dave is probably got some sort of attention deficit disorder and always puts in short clips. That I don't love you, SF
there
Dave.
There was a little humorous / snarky, but still humorous and loving little remark in his email as he sent this to me. He's like, hope these are a bit longer. And there was like a little smiley face.
Did he send it to you? I didn't see it in our...
He always sends these to me because he thinks you're going to cheat. Like, we have this conversation every fucking time. And he knows I won't, or he doesn't really care if I do. I think he likes me more than you.
Oh, he definitely likes you.
But I've told him that he can stay on your couch when he's here.
You can totally stay on the couch when you're here, SF Dave. If you ever come into town.
I also don't think his real name is Dave. I think that's what he goes by. I think actually his name is Steven.
No, it's probably Dave. I don't know. Fuck it. Let's get another clip. Thanks, SF Dave.
watching those guys out there.
Bert. Mm-hmm. Laughing. They're all happy and waving to their friends. But the next day, and this is the thing that they don't know, they could be lying on the slab. It's kind of harsh. But it's kind of fun, too.
Do you ever,
What?
You know.
Got it. I got it. I got it.
Hold on. I gotta do this. I gotta continue that clip.
I got it.
Are you tempted, like...
We don't even need to play this. I already got it.
What?
I did
around
it.
The body. Oh,
Tucker, come on.
No,
people are very curious about that. The worst thing that we do is we take the bodies, the grotesque ones, really, really ugly ones. We make jokes about them, you know, harmless jokes. Very harmless jokes, but we come up with some very good jokes about them, my father and me. But you know, they're dead. And, you know, nobody can see that. Nobody hears anything.
Okay, these clips are too long. I think they're too long, SF Dave. You got to find a sweet spot. These went on and on and on and on and on.
All right, you know what it is because you obviously did your little fucking pumping air dance. I do not know it, so I'm playing another clip.
Okay, no. These clips are too long. We're going to hold it over.
No, I'm running.
No.
I can mute your show.
No, it's too much. I'm going to edit the show. I'll edit it out.
You're just saying this because you know what it is, and you're not giving me a fair fucking chance. I never get to play this fucking show. I never get to play this fucking game. Let me fucking have another fucking clip.
Fine. Okay, fine. It better not be too long.
I don't know. I don't know what the time limit is. It doesn't look like it from the gigabytes.
So, what do you think?
Hi. How you doing?
Wow. Right?
Wow.
Right? Here, try a milkshake. Real milk in that. Real milk.
I have no idea what this movie is.
I'm going to let it unfold naturally, like Mother Nature would.
Is that what Mother Nature would do?
Yeah.
Don't be a dick just because you know it and I don't.
No, I'm not being a dick. I just don't like how long the clips are.
That clip, the second clip was only a minute and 15 seconds long. I want to talk to you about something. Sorry. I want to talk to you about something that happened this week that you said to me at work, and you were talking, and we were talking because I mentioned that, like, it's springtime. Like, you know, there's something in the air.
Yeah, there's
like kind of love is
definitely
there.
Definitely crazy in the
like,
air.
Like, you're single, I'm single. Like, hey, man, why haven't we just found somebody?
Are you
like,
hitting on me, Patrick?
No, I'm not hitting
I'm
on
very,
you.
Very, very. I'm,
you
I'm,
have aroused.
I'm blush.
You're
I'm
a
blushing.
Hawaiian airline right now. So I was just kind of like talking to you, and June, and his dear listener, he said something, and I don't think you want me to bring this up, but you said that, you know, like, hey, I'd like to be with somebody, but, like... There was a lot of conversations you talked about, like...
Okay, wait a minute, wait. Before you go into this...
Or maybe I need to have you kind of specify. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
This would be real sharing.
Okay.
This isn't radio or fake radio fun sharing.
You can share all you want.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with it.
Dude, I fucked a couch. Like,
you did, and your mom listens to the show.
Yes, my mom listens to the show, and I fucked her couch, actually. I mean, if I expressed to the show things I did in my teenage years, and I shared, as you said, I shared,
right,
this really thing that just happened in my life. You can share. We talked about it. I think you had some very valid points.
I know that there's things that we don't talk about specifically, mm-hmm. but and then, you know what? Fuck it. I feel fine.
Okay, so we were talking about like, hey. Ladies are looking lovely.
In one sec, you know why? Is because it makes me look like a dick.
You're not a dick.
Which I'm fine. It's okay. Fine.
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So we're talking about it. And we're talking about ladies. And June and I were talking, saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like as we get older, we would like when we were 24 years old, we would not find someone necessarily that was like 35 to 40 really hot and attractive.
Right.
But now that we've gotten older, they're our age, so we do.
Right. And I mean, before we go into what we're talking about, there's also something that I thought about is that I always thought that I'd find younger women as attractive as I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I thought that by the time I was 50, I'd have this broad spectrum of women that I think is hot, and I'd just have more to choose from.
Right, because the 19-year-olds would still live up with, like, the fucking 35-year-olds.
Right, and now I'm just like, oh, my fucking God. It's just like, listening to you talk is, like, fucking boner repellent. I can't fucking listen to your stupid speech.
I can't talk about your woman studies fucking literature class anymore. No,
yeah, and there was a time when I was like, oh, you're a literature major.
Oh, you're
female
an
studies.
Artist.
Oh,
that's an artist. That's awesome. Like to do things with shit and garbage bags.
Your life hasn't been crushed by reality yet, you fucking idiot.
Yes, anyway. I have that. I kind of have that same thing. You get some different. You get like the weird freak people who are actually like, "Holy shit, you're 22. You're actually pretty fucking rad."
Right, but I think the point that you're getting to is why.
And this is what we're talking.
Why about. I'm single? Why I don't know why you're single.
Just become a despicable human being.
Single.
But we were getting to the point where we start talking about like people with kids, because I have kids, and right. This is like, you know, it's hard to have, you know, you have kids, you have people that you rely on, and you want to reiterate, because I don't know if I've gotten it fully.
Okay, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it bluntly because it sounds like such a dickhead thing.
Right.
The reason why I don't want to date somebody with kids right now is because I want to be the special one in the relationship to that person, and I want them to be the special thing in their life. I want to kind of have, you know, equally be in love and have that be something, that be our thing. And I feel like someone with a kid right now that kid is always going to be more important than me.
That's going to be, that child is going to always be priority number one.
Exactly.
Well, that's very true.
Now,
hopefully, actually, if it's a person you want to be with, that's very true.
Now, also, I realize verbalizing that to you, how horrible that sounds and how, I mean, selfish it sounds. And I realize how selfish it sounds. And the reason why I'm not in a relationship is because another reason is because I've got a bunch of shit I need to deal with before I go into a relationship. I don't want to, I feel like I owe it to the person not to come in at this late in the game with all this crap.
With all that, your baggage?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have regardless of if they have children or not, they're going to have the baggage anyway. But you're also, the thing is it's amazing when you actually meet fucking somebody and you kind of just go, oh, I didn't really think their kid was going to be a problem, or their kid is a big fucking problem, but I don't even mind. Besides that, you saying that I don't want to get in a relationship because I want to be number one. You know what? In this day and age, people go, well, that's just what I know what I am looking for. Like, that's a thing. If you ever go on like online dating sites, it's like, I know what I'm looking for. And if you have a beard, no fucking way.
I'm a self-righteous asshole.
No, some people don't.
But you know what? It's also honest that I don't. I'm trying not to sound like a dick. I'm putting my foot in my mouth. It's hard to articulate this. Give me a second to poise myself. I know that that is a fucked up way of looking at things, but I want to have, my parents were so in love, and I had that, I was surrounded by that all my life, that I want that. And as I'm getting older, I'm realizing that that is probably something that might not happen. And I'm at a point right now in my life where I want to, I have an opportunity to try and find that.
Right.
And that's what I'm looking for. And it's not, and I realize that maybe that person that I meet does have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, you know, and I'll get over it. But it just sounds more selfish than I think it is.
But it does sound more selfish than what it is, because if they're going to have a kid, that could be a fucking complete douchebag, and that the person that you're with is just like, I'm just waiting, they're 18, and then I'm going to have to fucking deal with them. But the concept of, like, the concept being a parent, like, the concept of, like, that the child is the most important thing, and, right. and kind of saying, I want to be the most important thing. They're very two separate worlds. Like, I can process that in my head very differently. The love for my children or the love that I could have for somebody else who I don't have, but, like, I could have for that. That is very different. You do things. It's like kind of having a job. I love you. I would like to hang out with you all the fucking time. I
see,
can't.
Here you're hitting on me again.
What do you mean?
I like it. Makes me feel special. Although you got kids, we're not dating.
I'm not hitting on you. I'm okay. Yes.
Sorry.
It's the man love. Like, I would love. I'm saying like way too much. I like you a lot. I did it right there.
I heart you a lot.
I would love to spend all of my time with you, but I got this thing that's called work. Which actually makes me sound like a really shitty parent because I got this thing called kids that I can't hang out with you. There's a balance there. And it, just because that parent has a love for their child, and that is the most important thing because you're supposed to... That doesn't mean they have less love for you. It's just different.
I understand
so
that.
So you need to just kind of approach it that
no,
way.
No, and I understand that, and I'm also kind of going, well, you know, if I meet somebody and they have a kid, fuck it. I'm still gonna go for it.
Unless a kid's a total douchebag.
Well, they're all douchebags.
Yeah.
At one point or another.
My
but
kids
I,
aren't douchebags.
Come on, Patrick. They're fine. They're good kids.
You wanna fight?
Okay, let's go. Hold on, push and pause. Anyway, I kind of stack up the bad instead of the good.
Well, that's because you're looking at
I'm a pessimist.
Yes.
I need to just go into it. I mean, who knows? Maybe that kid is going to bring a whole new enlightenment to my life.
Don't even worry about that. Maybe that person that you're involved with will bring a whole new enlightenment to your life.
I think it's because, see, this is another thing why I'm single is because I'm also trying to get through a bunch of other of my bullshit.
Well, you're going to do that regardless.
I can't deal with... loss is really, really hard for me.
Loss is a hell of a drug.
Oh my God. You guys, you listeners, are going to fucking pull up your fucking bootstraps, you dipshit. I just need to, I think that talking about it might help.
Yeah, talking. Well, you're talking about, you're talking to at least four people.
I know.
At least four, me and three others.
I think you just sometimes reality just you have to accept reality, and I'm getting to that point.
Well, when you brought this up, I was always wondering, is there a woman that has a child that you could kind of pursue a little bit, or was this all hypothetical? Because at work, when I brought it up, like you kind of jumped in, and it could have been that way.
That's what's fucked up is it's all hypothetical.
Okay,
I just overthink it. I overthink right. I overthink stuff,
you gotta go with the flow, man. I hate to sound like a fucking hippie.
No, I understand. I need to jump in the water. Boop, just get in there, start swimming around, and all right. I'm gonna go for it. When I'm ready, I got some stuff I need to deal with still and just kind of work on myself. And then, God damn, this is such a shitty fucking topic. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some people are relating to it. Anyway.
I'm enjoying it. I'm going to make sure that Jenny listens to this.
And I'm just going to, once I deal with my stuff, I think I'm just going to go for it. I am a total pessimist. I think that's what I'm getting out of this conversation. I'm a total pessimist.
Do you know how when you were doing online dating for a little bit?
Uh-huh.
I think we need to revisit that. I think Jenny needs to come in here. In her perspective of
I don't want to do that. I want to meet somebody face to face and actually, because otherwise I'm so pessimistic. I look at like their eyebrow and I'm like, out of it. Done. I need to talk to somebody. That's one of the things that I find attractive. And that we talked about before, you know, when we were talking about the finding older women attractive now. A way a woman speaks
is super
attractive.
Which they're not even older women. They're just our age.
I know.
We're just basing it off this weird concept that we're 18 years old.
I'm 40 now, and I'm looking at women that are like 45 to almost 50. I mean,
oh my God, you're old.
Little House on the Prairie is, those people are dead by 30.
Yeah, they're dead.
We're living in the fucking future now.
Pioneer laws. Those fuckers are like in the fucking gas.
We're bathing more than once a month.
Oh, that's, oh God, I wish I could live with hormones.
Anyway, I need to find somebody that, I need to meet them in person because of the way that, one of the things that I find attractive is the way a woman talks. Just the way...
How so?
Just like, her speech. That's one of the things that I find really attractive about a woman. And so you can't get that
is it rhythm?
Online dating.
Yeah, you can.
I think it's just articulating.
Okay. Well, you call them on the phone. You say, give me your fucking phone number. We're going to have a talk before we meet.
That's what I'm going to do. Give me your phone number. All right. Now, so I'm going to give her like a some copy to read. All right. Read this.
No,
out.
No.
You're gone.
No. So what do you want to be as someone's editor? I'm just so you call and you talk to him.
I need to read these lines from Conan the Barbarian.
And then when you're like, I went to Further Festival, you're like, you're probably not the one for me.
Anyway. So to wrap it up, I'm going to make some leaps and bounds. Not
this is spring. It's 2012.
Spring sprung.
It's the birth. Yeah. We're in the birth. We're going to get into life, which is the summer. And you're going to grow. It's amazing to watch.
To a mighty oak.
I feel blessed to watch this growth. Wow. June Button.
Anyway.
I want another movie madness.
All right, let's do a movie madness. Let's get a movie madness.
What if something were to happen to you? Something unforeseeable. Something sudden. Random. An accident, maybe. What about your family? Do you ever think about your family? Stop thinking about yourself. Think about them. You don't want to leave them empty-handed. Ken Garver here.
You know what this is. I don't know what this is. Yeah. You're like sitting there laughing.
It was a book.
This was a book?
Yes, and I read the book.
Did you see the movie?
I saw the movie as well.
Okay, so, all right. I didn't know if maybe it was a
good thing. Ready. The book was better. You wouldn't think about it, right?
All right, I'm playing another one.
Oh, look, come here.
What?
It's a praying mantis. Oh. You know how they mate? The male will sneak up on the female, and she'll bite off his head, and the rest of his body will keep on mating, and then when they're done, she'll eat him. She'll eat the rest of him. Grandma, we have company. So do you want to eat?
See, the way she talked? Unattractive. Very unattractive.
Why was it unattractive?
Just too hillbilly.
Too hillbilly?
Just slurred and I don't know.
What if I told you that that woman had a PhD?
Then I don't give a shit.
That she talks like a hillbilly or she has a PhD?
Just the way she talked, it was very unattractive.
So if she had a PhD, if she had four PhDs, she's still unattractive.
Then she needs four more. Eight PhDs and to sound like that when she's talking.
Holy fucking shit.
I got high standards.
You are a dick. Jesus Christ. Anybody who's...
I don't even like the way you're talking right now.
Anybody...
Play another clip.
Anybody who's listening to the show and always thought June was attractive until this show, you can call me up, man.
I really, really feel like... Enunciation is very attractive.
Oh, God, you like Death Cab for Cutie. You're a dick.
I didn't say that.
High.
Would you just roll the clip,
flying higher.
See, that's
than
not good.
I ever could.
Go, come on. Come on.
He had cardiac arrest, his head bent forward, his knees buckled, and then he just fell face forward into the pool. When she found him, he was already dead.
That's what you don't know. That's what nobody knows.
No, I know it. I saw the body. I prepared it. I know what exactly what I would have seen. I would have seen what if there was any kind of struggle that had gone on.
It was murder.
No.
What do you think? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's possible.
Bob, we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars.
If she saw,
she doesn't
it doesn't
have to work.
Even if she did want to do it, she did want to do that. Even if she did, if you saw somebody laying with their head down in a pool, motionless, or even if they were kind of limply doing that, which he wasn't doing, but even if that, you wouldn't. Well, it was an extreme post-cardial infarction, extreme.
So nothing's fishy.
That was long.
I'm going to say this.
What?
you gave SF Dave so much shit about clips being shorter, so what he did was do the opposite of that, and you're still bitching about it. This fucker cannot win with you, and it is unfair.
No, I think we need some sort of chart.
Okay, so what you want, what you like is 30 to 45 second sound bites.
20.
No, you don't. Actually, you really like 30 to 45 seconds.
Okay, fine. I like 30. 30 is fine. Let's agree on 30.
Unless the last 15 seconds is super fun.
SF Dave, 30 seconds, please, next time. I appreciate it.
This fucker can't win. You're such a dick.
No,
God damn it.
I don't think it's a dick.
I bet SF Dave has kids.
I don't think, no. No, not from what I've seen. I think SF Dave is a perpetual bachelor, if you will. I bet he has an ascot. He's center square.
I cannot.
He's center square.
SF Dave, I'm very, very fucking sorry.
He is. I love SF Dave. You're great. You always have a place to stay
in
Portland.
The fuck up.
But you're center square.
You're
I know.
Digging a grave. I am sorry, sir. I apologize for my fucking cohort right now.
All right. So we're going to go into fake break. When we come back, we got some other shit to talk about. I have a really good theory about what I call free police. And we'll be back momentarily. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston gives you real flavor, full, rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The filter lets the flavor through. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
From fake break. I always talk about someday I'm going to be a dictator. I was Barbieing out for a second. I had an idea what my outfit would look like if I was a dictator. But oh. I don't want to go that in depth. I'm very specific right now.
You were Kim Jong Il, yeah.
Right. Without the pompadour, maybe a cape. My dictatorship now implements is what I'm calling the free police. I'm seeing a lot of people that are getting things for free and complaining about it. Whether it be somebody helping somebody out and not being adequate at helping them out. And then all of a sudden you hear them going, well, that's great. But you know, what I would have done is blah, blah, blah. Instead of being appreciative and going, hey, thank you for helping me out. It doesn't matter if we accomplished our goal, it's just, you know, I appreciate you doing that. Or
do you mean if somebody's like help, like if you're like, I have to move and I say, I'll help you move. And you're like, well, thanks for helping me move, but you are really a shitty mover.
Right. Or maybe, hey, you know, why don't you come over for dinner? And then they bitch about the dinner. Or,
oh, yeah.
Or you go, you know what? You're doing something for the school. And I'm going to go ahead and make all the lunches for the kids. And then you flip the bill on it and they go, well, you know what? That's just, they don't appreciate it.
There wasn't enough gluten-free options. And
No. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying the people that don't appreciate somebody going out of their way to do something nice for you. And you don't appreciate it.
It could even be like, hey, you just won a prize and you get to take a trip to Cancun. You're like, this hotel sucks.
Right. Or maybe you go give a homeless guy a dollar and he bitches about it not being $5. What I'm saying is that you have a new police set in line that you can call up and just have these people arrested. Once you complain about something for free, because you're not doing anything. Somebody's doing something nice for you and you just don't appreciate it. You should be taken out of society and moved on to, I don't know, Five Mile Island or whatever and live there and not have anything. So you can kind of take a little time for yourself to maybe appreciate the finer things in life.
Can we do something where we do something with their genitalia that's a little torturous?
No. I like it though. I like where you're going. But I don't think it's we need to be that drastic.
Can I be your, like, number one when you're a dictator?
Of
just
course.
Just be like, excuse me, sir. But you can get more sinister.
How many fucking people just bitch about the free stuff they get? For instance, if you're at a pub or something and you buy a round of beers and you don't get, you get them a Miller Lite instead of a Pabst, and they go, mm-hmm. oh, you know what? I like Miller Lite. I don't really like Pabst. Free police. Gone.
They just like kind of swarm the building, drop through the ceiling.
Exactly. Like as drastic as possible. They tear gas a whole place. Everybody's day is ruined and these people are gone.
He's gone. And then everyone's like, well, no one. And that guy's just like,
oh, free police. I like the free police.
I like the free police now.
Like, oh, you know what? I bought pizza. I got some pizza. Right. Oh, you know what?
I don't like mushrooms
on my pizza. Fucking pull them off.
Right.
Fucking sally up and be a man or be a woman. Be an American. Fucking deal with it. Fucking free police taking
these
assholes out.
What I like is the thing is like, hey, can I get... I like it when like people order food and they're like, can I get these certain type of noodles? And you're like, yeah, so would you like marinara sauce? Yeah, I really don't want any sauce. I really don't like the sauce. And you know they don't want to spend the money for the sauce or for whatever is added. And you're like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll throw the sauce on there, and then they bitch about it.
Right.
That sauce was a little
salty. Police.
Free police. Drop down.
Get the fuck out!
And then if they're like, what are you doing? It's like, you are a bitching, complaining human fucking being, and the free police have dropped you down. And then someone comes with a bullhorn.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. This is the free police. This person is an annoying sack of shit who did not spend any money and got something because they didn't want it. But we're taking her away. Her name is Elisis Shalbabon. She lives on 341. She has children named Jacob, Brian, and Doug.
Who are also ungracious sons of bitches.
They're going to learn how to be ungracious. Like, I think people is like, you know, sometimes like you work, you're like, hey, can I have this? And you're like, yeah, you can totally have it. And they're like, oh, well, I wanted the biodegradable plastic silverware.
Free police.
Free police. You know, right. Like, seriously, like, I'm just going to give it to you. I will charge you. That's why I think there should be, it's what I call an asshole tax.
Ooh, I haven't heard of the asshole tax.
Like, someone's like, can I get this? You go, yes, you can do this. It's when they go, but, and then you go, it was free.
The little Mario sound when he hits the coin.
Ding, ding, ding. It's like, it was free, but now that we can do that. It's going to be $4. What do you mean? It's $4. Why? Because you're an asshole.
Yeah, or you know what? I'm going to come over and help you retile your bathroom floor. This is taking a long time. Free police.
Wait, the person who said I'm going to help you or the person
that... No, the person that you're working on their bathroom floor. You're like, you know what? This is my Saturday. Asshole. Ding. Free police.
I don't understand the concept, but...
Okay, so let's say that you're going over...
I'm helping you.
I'm going out of my way to help you, and then you complain about what I'm doing to help you. Isn't efficient.
Okay, now I got it. Let's do some role-playing. So, hey, June, what are you doing on Saturday?
You know what? I've worked 7 days this week. I was going to take my Saturday to... I don't know.
I was just wondering because I know that like you used to do like mosaic work and I really need to work on the tile of this. You know how I've been working on a Spanish thing over my oven,
right?
And the artist that I got fucked up, and I was just wondering if you could come over. It's only going to take a couple of hours.
I can. The only thing is that I will be there at like 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
That works great for me. I'll be up by 5.
Okay. So I'll be over there at 7 o'clock, and I got like 4 hours I can put into
it. So 7 to like 11, maybe noon. It might go to noon. Is that all right?
Yeah. Well, whatever. We'll get it done. We're gonna do it.
June's knocking on the door at 7 o'clock. I show up at like 8 o'clock, and I'm just like, "Hey, what's going on?"
I've been waiting for an hour.
Oh man, I'm really sorry. Let's get into that. Oh yeah, I think I gotta go take a trip to the hardware store because I don't have a
free police.
I'll. When I asked you to help you move, did you have to call the free police on me? Just this is a personal aside.
No, not at all.
I was like, okay, we just need to move this shit right now.
Well, No, no, because you're not an asshole.
No, but I hate wasting people's time.
Yeah, but you see, with that, you having that attribute to your personality,
yeah.
you are off the free police hit list.
But, oh, so I can take advantage now. So, June, I don't know what you're doing.
You know what,
next
right now,
Saturday?
Patrick, you're almost going to get called on free police. Just asking too many questions.
But I want to ask, if they rappel through your ceiling, who pays for it? I do, because I got something for free, I bitched about it, and now I have to pay to re-roof your house from all the damage they had to do to SWAT.
Hey, I'm here at 6 o'clock. I bought some scones and some peanut butter cookies.
I really am allergic to peanut butter, and scones are just so...
Free police! Just shut the fuck up. If you don't want to eat it, don't eat it.
Then take it around the corner and throw it away. Or
exactly.
Give it to a homeless person.
Hey, I bought toilet paper. Is that the 3-ply?
Oh, God. I've actually dealt with that. I've dealt with that. It's like, hey, you didn't have any toilet paper. Oh, that's not the kind I like. Well, why don't you get your ass out of the store? I was here yesterday and you didn't have any toilet paper. What do you want? Like, you tell me you haven't taken a shit in fucking 48 hours?
Free police. Free police.
You're right. Oh, God, I'm going to...
I think that should be implemented. I think that I pay a little bit more of my tax dollars just to have that.
Like, if you knew that maybe, like, 0.2% of a nickel was going to, like...
Well, that can get those assholes out of our society.
Right.
All right, Patrick, let's get a movie madness.
Look, no one's going to do a thing until you go and sit down outside.
Jerry! Jerry! Jerry, I've come for my son.
Sheriff? Adam Williams. Sheriff, are you there?
Bonnie, you'll need to fill out some papers.
No! No!
Police procedure
I
required...
I want my boy, Jerry.
But Bonnie, you have
my
to...
My son! Give me my son!
But Jesus Christ, is this like that movie with Angelina Jolie when she lost her fucking kid?
I think that this movie also, this woman was casted around the movie. No pun intended. You don't have it yet?
I don't.
Do you want a hint?
No. I don't like hints. Hints are for suckers.
I'm going to give you
I know hint. John C. Reilly is in this movie.
See, that's the weird part is that he's in this.
And I know Crispin Glover is in this movie.
Right.
Because I got those two people. I have no idea who that was. Right. So I'm going to play another one.
Okay.
Do you want him to kill me?
Just play. Don't you want to play?
This is crazy. I got to go.
You don't have to go.
Yes, I do.
Hey. It's that new girl, isn't it?
No, it's your husband. He wants me to come to his office right now.
If you walk out that door, don't you dare walk out that door.
Is that Ted Danson's wife?
It is.
I can't
and she's
think of
super
her name.
Hot in this.
I never found her hot. I found her hot in, wasn't she in Step Brothers? With John C. Reilly, weirdly enough.
As playing her mother.
Yeah.
His mother.
She was hotter in that.
See, older women getting hotter.
Oh, God, you're right. She wasn't hot when she was, like, she was just kind of attractive, I guess. All right. I don't know what this movie is, but you do, so you're going to rub it in my fucking face, you dickbag.
Hold on, do you need the pelvic thrust dance again?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you know what the thrust dance is.
Do I?
Oh, what you the do. Fuck does that mean? Do you want it?
Here we go. Oh, yeah. I know what the thrust dance is. Yeah, you got the movie. Yeah.
All right, let's go into Douchebag of the Week for episode 139 of The Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Kelly Irwin, who is 48 years old, is accused of defecating in the driveways and yards of neighbors in Maryland. When first confronted, Irwin, 48, insisted that he goes running almost every day around 4 a.m. And when he hits the 2-minute mile mark, quote, he has to have a bowel movement. For that purpose, he explained he carried toilet paper. And for some reason, this made sense to Irwin. Okay. Let me continue.
No. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
The report says that he was embarrassed by...
He carried toilet paper while he was on a run.
He was embarrassed by this inquiry. Irwin insisted that he has been marking his territory in this fashion for 20 years. The police listened to this story, took his confession, and then asked him to stop pooping in his neighbor's yards and driveways. Okay, that is
hold on. We have to stop. So he'd been doing this for 20 years, and he... If I'm incorrect, please tell me.
Okay.
And he'd already been approached by the police for pooping in yards?
I'm assuming, from what it looks like, it hit the last straw. The cops had to come in there. And it said that he was embarrassed about the inquiry. And the cops took his confession. He said, I've been doing this for 20 years.
So why the fuck didn't he just buy a treadmill for the house and just do his running in the house?
Because you don't have the open air. You don't have the feel of the road on your feet. That pavement just like builds up your shins. You know what it's like.
I don't know if I hate or I love this guy.
Okay. Can I, you want me to continue?
No. I again, love hate.
The police listened to his story, this confession. They took it and then they asked him to stop pooping on his neighbor's lawns and driveway. That's what they did. That is it.
I
they said,
I'm 40 years old and poop is still funny. Maybe that's another reason why I'm single, Patrick.
I also love that the cops were just like, dude, you need to cut this out. If you don't cut it out, we're going to have words again. So just cut it out. It wasn't like, we're going to put you in fucking jail. We're going to sue your ass.
Well, also, I mean, if he's been making those rounds for 20 years, you know that the neighbors see him and know he's going to do it.
Yeah, they're like, there's Irwin again.
Okay, because it's been going on for 20 years, do you think that technology has actually caught up to where the neighbors can actually have cameras running, like with iPhones or whatever the fuck it is, and catch him doing it?
Probably. Let me read on.
Oh, did I step on it?
Nope. So. Let me read on, dear readers. They asked him to stop pooping, and that is all they did. They assured him that there was no current criminal investigation, despite the fact that he just confessed to them that he had been defecating in public for 20 years.
He's probably knows my toothless friend that was pooping earlier today, that lady.
So a few days later, after this, cops are like, go on your merry way, stop shitting on your neighbor's lawn. A few days later, one of his neighbors came forward with a videotape. The neighbor was on record of being tired of cleaning up poop and toilet paper, and he had installed a camera. His name is Robert Brian Robinson, said that this had happened too many times, so he rigged the surveillance system to catch the culprit. The camera shows Irwin not running, but pulling over his Jeep, getting out, and then defecating in his driveway. When confronted again, Irwin again confessed and said that he saw the camera at the last minute.
Do you think he had one of those, like, moments where he's like, I only assume that it caught him in full gaze of the camera.
And by then, the only
wide-eyed,
the only, like, panic reaction his sphincter could do was just to cut the turd right there. Like, he had no time to suck it back in.
You might as well finish.
You're right. At this age, it doesn't matter. Poop is still funny.
So I think he was in his Jeep and he pulled up. Why did he just shit in the back of the Jeep?
He wasn't joking. He just has a fucking, he just loves shitting up people's lawns. That's his thing, man. That's what he digs. He was like, I run. You know, you have a cup of coffee in the morning, you take a jog, bowels are loosened, I gotta shit after 2 miles. No, I gotta pull up my Jeep to take a shit because the neighbor's lawns are so attractive to take a shit on.
NASA could use his clock to launch fucking shuttles. It doesn't matter if he's running or he's in a Jeep. It's time to do it.
It's 4:02. Irwin's there. Let's fucking launch let's launch that Enterprise.
See, there's four things in the world that are for sure.
So finally the cops could come in and actually do something other than warnings. And they charged him with not public indecency or exposure or defecating. They charge him with littering or dumping under 100 pounds, which is a misdemeanor. I like the term dumping because that's what he was doing. This dude is like,
well, okay, he's living in the same community unless he's been like
no for the last 20 years.
Some sort of what's it called? What do the mafia do when they get caught and they have to relocate? The relocation
witness protection,
right? Like, unless he's on like a turd.
No, he's been there for relocation. 20 years.
You know they have his number. The community is like, oh, there's fuckface.
There's Erwin.
Shitter.
There's Erwin
there he is,
shitter.
Right there. There he is. That's the guy that's shitting everybody's lawn because people in neighborhoods talk to each other.
So what they do, they call the cops, but the cops don't have any proof. The cops can't do anything about it. They can talk to him, and then he goes, yep, you know what?
When I
run at 4 in the morning, I sometimes have to shit. And so I shit, and that's why I carry toilet paper with me.
So how fucking far does he run? I mean, is he like 30 miles from his house?
I don't know. Well, no, this is the neighborhood. He's on 2 miles. He does like a 2 mile circuit.
Yeah, but he should have spots that he goes to. Shitting in people's yards.
He obviously does because one dude was just like, I know when he's coming around, and he shows up in his fucking CJ.
See,
he shows up in a fucking Jeep.
It would have been great if he got the neighborhood kids with BB guns. I'm like, all right, guys, you got to get up early. Once this fucker crouches down, unload on him. Just pelt him with BBs.
That's neighborhood justice. That's the
exactly.
way it should
and that
be.
That would have been great. Because you know that he would have been caught. It would have been humiliating.
Mm-hmm.
And the local kids could have... Because the local kids are basically your scouts of the neighborhood.
Right. They hear everything. Mm-hmm. They listen to everything. Right. The parents don't
and
think
they
know.
And they know they get to shoot a BB gun at somebody.
Right.
It's a win-win.
It is a win-win. So... that is just a dude who's like, he just likes shitting on people's lawns.
Do you think if he doesn't shit, he turns into the Hulk or something?
He turns into like water. Yeah. I think he has a metamorphosis, much like the Hulk. I'll say water.
A turd chrysalis?
Yes. He ceases to exist. Right. And that is the only douchebag we have this week. Cause that guy who just decides to shit on people's lawns is a really big fat douchebag.
I agree. And that is your douchebag of the week for episode 139 of The Hideous Creature Show. Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best That's your douchebag of the week. You can go to our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you think. But you know what? It's already won. That song is perfect. I think that's going through his head every time he walks out of the house.
He's the best. That's the best. That's the best we got to offer you. Yeah.
I think... Do you ever think that there's some sort of psychological drugs that you take, psychoactive drugs that you take, that once you pop them and they start kicking in, that's the song that you just hear?
Yeah, I've done drugs like that.
God, I want those drugs so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I feel that that's the way that it works.
Well, let's wrap up Douchebag of the Week, Patrick.
You mean Movie Madness?
Yeah, let's do that too.
Oh, no!
Sorry. Really sorry.
It's okay, don't worry about it.
No, I'm really sorry. This is all...
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Are you sorry? No, I'm not sorry. He's not sorry. We're not sorry. Don't be sorry.
I'm not sorry.
What the fuck is this movie?
You don't have it. You have it. You
I
have
don't have
it.
I don't know this movie.
Do you want me to tell you who that actor is?
Which one?
That's Leonardo DiCaprio. And in one of his first roles, he's really young in it. Like, and Captain Jack Sparrow's in it, too.
What?
Yeah. They were in a movie together.
What? Well, okay. Why don't you? I don't know.
Just
like,
play one more, and then we'll reveal it.
You're my knight in shimmering armor. Did you know that?
I think you mean shining.
No. I shimmer. You shimmer and you glow.
These clips are short.
Yeah, you finally. Well, thank you, SF Dave. Don't ever think, one sec, I need to say something.
No, seriously, you and SF Dave have so many fucking issues.
No, I don't. It's not that I don't appreciate it. I really do, SF Dave. Thank you. Thank you so much for sending these in. And we've kind of cataloged them
now so that
whenever we need them in a pinch, which is awesome, and I appreciate that.
And you wonder why he emails me. Because I don't give him shit. Why don't you reveal this movie? Because I have the one that he labeled so cleverly, reveal.
All right. The movie is What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
I've never seen this fucking movie.
Captain Jack Sparrow's in it.
Johnny Depp's in it?
Yeah.
What does Gilbert say? That if anybody ever hits you, or even just lays a finger on you, what are you going to do, Arnie? You're going to tell me... And then I'm going to take care of it for you, right? And why will I take care of it?
Gilbert. For your Gilbert.
Because I'm Gilbert. Because nobody hurts Arnie, right? Okay. Want to pick out some candy?
I want to thank you, SF Dave, for sending that in. I do appreciate it. After you insulted him
with all the fucking long clips. What a dick you are.
Well, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. Patrick, do you have the copy? Did anybody call in for the copy stuff? Nobody?
You've coming to the end of the Hideous Creature Show. We would love it if you contacted us. You can contact us many, many different ways. The best way to contact us is on Facebook. We're on Hideous. Just type in Hideous Creature Show.
Do you want me to read it?
No. You can also find our website at iTunes, Zunes, Podcast Alley. And there's one more. Which one is it?
I don't know. I just want to see if you can do it. Go, baby.
If you would be so gracious, and it would be a
so
wonderful...
Kind.
If you would be so gracious, you wanted fucking copywritten...
No, I'm adding to it.
We're tandeming.
I'm not criticizing the way you're doing it. I appreciate
it. If you'd be so gracious...
Doing. So kind.
So wonderful.
So benevolent.
Is to go onto iTunes... Download some shows and give us a 5-star rating because that will help us go up in the ratings and more people will go, what's this 5-star show we've been hearing so much about?
What is this show?
What is it?
What are you listening to?
What are the people listening to in the world?
What is this?
If you want to contact us on the phone and leave a message, you actually contact me. And I want you to do that when you're drunk, sober, happy, or sad. You can do that 971-212-6642. That is my personal cell phone number, people. Please leave a message because I will not pick up the phone because I'll think it is a creditor. But leave a message and then I will totally make sure that everyone listens to it and we can laugh our asses off. The best thing that you could do for us, if you like the show, if you're a big fan of the show, is tell a friend.
Yeah, tell a friend, a loved one.
Tell someone to say, hey, you should listen to that. Jesus Christ, my mother listens to this fucking show.
Hey, you know what? Your life is silly. You're pooping on the sidewalk. You know what would make it better? Hideous Creature Show.
Dude, I fucked a couch.
Yeah, Patrick fucks couches.
No, I fucked a couch. At least probably no more than 7 times.
Don't say that. I don't want your mom to hear that anymore.
Anyway, we have t-shirts for sale, but we're working on that. Just contact us on Facebook. That's the easy thing. Also, our website address is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com.
Yeah, go on there. We have all kinds of cool things you can look at.
It's wonderful things. We got pictures. We have little games. We don't have games, but you can
play
pretend.
A game with it.
You can play a game with it. And that would be good. June, is there anything you need to add?
Yes, special thanks is going to Mike Kelly. Sweet, sweet, sweet Mike Kelly. And another special thanks I want to have is to everybody that has actually gone on to the iTunes and left us a nice little message and given us the 5-star ratings. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
The more of that we get, the more exposure that we're going to get to iTunes, which would be nice.
And if it doesn't, then at least we feel better. And it's like this little weird moral victory, and it makes us feel better.
I agree. I have one more special thanks, and that's to happy birthday to my mom. I know you're not around anymore, but I miss the fuck out of you, and I know it's your birthday, and wherever you're at, I love the fuck out of you. The intro to the show was Marcus. The outro to the show is Mark Lanigan. That Patrick and I are going to go see eventually. I thought it, for some reason, I thought it was Saturday that we were going to do that. But it's not. It's not till the 24th.
We're still going to see Mark Lanigan on the 24th?
Yeah.
Tickets are going fast, man. Well, could have bought me Radiolab tickets.
Cans.
I would have fucked you in the ass.
All right, we're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, please do yourself a favor and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Happens when a woman isn't here.
Well, you got. You gotta let it fly sometimes.
Oh, God, man. Oh,
I'm missing sriracha, evidently, as a...
Oh, with your finger.
I know. I think I gave my chair cancer with that one.